I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen for more fun ideas and yummy tasting things. And we're going to learn, I think, for many of us, a new word today, Miss Nene.
The word is curd. Is that
curd.
Rhyming?
Yeah, the word is curd.
Yes.
And I'm going, I don't know if this is going to be good or not. It doesn't sound so good.
I used to think that same thing until I tried it, and I am absolutely in love with curd, C-U-R-D. Perhaps it's the origination was in Britain when tea and crumpets were served, and lemon curd was served on crumpets and it spread on crumpets, and it just brought a delightful taste and combination to perhaps a crumpet that was not as maybe a little more bland. And so it really enlivened the accompanying dessert treat that went with tea.
So today we're going to find out how to make lemon curd.
We are.
And there may be some other options, but lemon curd, I think that's the one I hear of most, is lemon.
Yes, yes. Now, you can purchase lemon curd. It's very accessible in the grocery store. It comes in a bottle. Or you can purchase lime curd. I've even purchased coconut curd, and I used it in competition one time. It was wonderful. I used it on top of a bittersweet chocolate cheesecake. Oh, it was marvelous. But now I haven't seen that for a while.
But so when I was thinking of more citrus, mm-hmm. lemon, mm-hmm. lime, possibly orange. But now you're saying coconut.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much the flavor that makes it a curd as the maybe ingredients and how it turns out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that composition because there are different ways to make curd. Probably the more popular way is to use egg yolks, whole egg. Not just the whole egg, but the egg yolks themselves. And, of course, the color of the curd is going to vary depending on the type of egg that is used. An egg yolk from a white-shelled egg will probably not be as deep golden as that from a brown-shelled egg. And this will vary, too, depending on the diet that the chicken is fed and how much golden you get into the egg yolks themselves. But I used white-shelled eggs, and mine turned out just this beautiful, really? Beautiful lemon color. It's just gorgeous.
Well, and when you say lemon color, think deep lemon, like mm-hmm. the outside of the lemon mm-hmm. plus. I mean, mm-hmm. yours was very... very, almost gold, but very rich looking.
Yes, it was. And I did not add any food coloring to it, yellow food coloring. This was just the egg yolks themselves. So a lemon curd made with egg yolks, granulated sugar, lemons for the juice of fresh lemons, butter, a little pinch of salt, and some fresh lemon zest, and it is wonderful. Now, this has to cook. There's methods that you have to use in preparing this curd in order to help yourself make a flawless looking and tasting curd. And the first
I was going to say, think about cooking eggs. You know, yep. There's different ways to cook eggs and how they turn out. And so, since eggs are a main ingredient here, I think that's what really makes a difference in how you cook this.
Yes. And an egg, in order to introduce it to heat, needs to be introduced slowly to a heat source. Otherwise, it'll curdle. So that curdle and curd, think of that. You don't want the curdle in their curd. And so in order to help prevent that curdling, the sugar is mixed with the egg yolks prior to getting this mixture hot. And in order to get the mixture warm, it's recommended to use a double boiler. Now, LaVon, I don't have a double boiler.
I was going to say, I used to have one. I got rid of it because I didn't use it for hardly anything. That's where, you know, double boiler, you have two pans. One fits inside the other where you can put some water in the bottom of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to go out and buy a new double boiler.
No, you don't. And, you know, it's until I got the courage to make, you know, it takes courage a lot of times to try different foods. And even though I'm experienced in working with food ingredients, sometimes I think, oh, man, I don't want this to fail. Well, just have to follow directions carefully, too, in order to have great food that turns out well and satisfactory to you and your guests. But anyway, in order to make a double boiler, I just took a larger saucepan. Then I put just a small amount of water in the bottom of that pan, brought that to a simmer. You don't necessarily want that boiling. You want it simmering so it's producing steam. I had a Pyrex bowl that would fit down into that saucepan, but not down so far that the bottom of that of the bowl touches the water. You don't want
that's
that.
That's kind of the clue, is you mm-hmm. want to keep the top pan, the top container, the top bowl not touching the water in the bottom one.
Yes. And then I whisked and I whisked and I whisked, and just a little bit all the time. But I did not leave the stove when I had this mixture cooking.
So here I'm thinking that this is where maybe not a four-year-old, but a little bit older child, this would be a good thing for a child to do because it does need to be stirred constantly.
Yes, it does. And a wire whisk works very well with that. A wooden spoon can be used, but I'm a whisk person. I love it because I think it really helps distribute ingredients very mm-hmm. thoroughly throughout a mixture or a batter. So this mixture is then cooked over a medium-low heat, stirring constantly until it's thickened, or if you have an accurate thermometer, until it reaches about 170 to 175 degrees. Now, for food sanitation reasons, that those eggs should cook till at least 165, and then we help prevent that salmonella from growing. Then, after the curd is thick enough, some recipes say take that mixture out off of the bowl and run it through a strainer and push it through a strainer just in case if you got any little curds of egg in there at all, little curdling of those eggs, you will strain that out to have a smoother curd mixture. I was fortunate enough, I stirred, whisked enough that I didn't detect any of that, so I didn't run it through a strainer, and I'm thankful because that's a step I didn't want to do. It's, you know, it's messier, it takes more time.
You got to wash the strainer.
Yes.
Yes, it is another step.
So the theory there is, whisk and stand there and don't leave the mixture as it's getting thicker.
And about how many minutes? How long are we going to stand there?
I'd say it probably took me about 8 to 10 minutes.
Okay, this isn't an all-day task.
Oh, no.
This is a really short time.
Oh, no. And then the fresh lemon zest is added to the curd after it's strained or after it's cooked, and I particularly love that texture of the lemon zest in there. It is then allowed to cool at room temperature, pour it into an airtight container, and then another magic thing here, that the curd tends to thicken more as it's cooled in the refrigerator.
So why should we learn this process? Why should we go through this process? What are we going to use lemon curd or any kind of curd for?
Okay, well, my main use for it is a filling in between cake layers. It's marvelous for that, especially if you want a tart, just that tart, fresh summertime flavor of lemon. It's wonderful to eat by itself. Levon, I could take a spoon and eat the whole amount because it's so yummy and tart. But just serve it with ice cream, whipped cream, serve it with just fresh fruit, berries, wonderful with fresh raspberries or fresh strawberries.
Could you mix the whipped cream mm-hmm. with the curd, mm-hmm. and so you get this pretty yellow kind of
mm-hmm.
topping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and dollop
yummy.
A bit of it on some angel food cake or other cakes or on a cookie.
Fruit, yeah, mm-hmm. okay.
Oh, like gives me an idea. Make a sandwich cookie and put it in the middle. Oh, okay. I have to try that. But, Levon, there is a recipe for a curd if you don't want to use an eggs and have it as an egg base and go through the process of having to be sure that you don't have to check for curdling of those eggs. And that's an eggless lemon curd. This is one where the thickener is cornstarch rather than all the egg yolks that we used in the other one. And this eggless, and it has cornstarch, cold water. And why is it that we mix that cornstarch with cold water?
It's kind of like the eggs. If you put the cornstarch into something hot, it's going to cook, going to curdle immediately.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just like the eggs.
Okay. Yeah. So we want cold water mixed with that cornstarch and sugar. Takes fresh lemon juice and grated lemon zest and a pinch of salt. And it is good too, but that's a whole different cooking process in marking the eggless versus the one with eggs.
I'm going to suggest that if you think you've never experienced this, maybe you want to buy some mm-hmm. curd first and say, ooh, this is something I really want to make.
Yes.
So
yes.
Good to experiment again.
Right. And these recipes and pictures will be on our website at kjan.com. Click on programs. Click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with Levon and Miss Nene. And we can take you step by step in how to make delicious fresh lemon curd. So remember now, make some fun family memories in the kitchen.